Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Tech Talk. You are here with me today, Arye Lightstone. We have an incredibly exciting show for you. We are sponsored, as always, by our dear friends at Adorama Camera. More, much more than just a camera store. You can visit them online, as I'm sure many, many people have during this end-of-the-year season at Adorama.com, or visit them in person, as I've taken the time to do, and it's well worth it, at 42 West 18th Street. Go see them, much more than a camera store. And one of the things that I've noticed recently, spending a lot of time on their website, check out the Daily Deal. You'd be surprised. It's not an impulse buy. It's quality merchandise at ridiculous deals, quite frankly. Ridiculous deals. Anyways, you're listening to Tech Talk here with Arye Lightstone. We are on the Nachum Segal Network. Check us out at NachumSegal.com, JMintheAM.org, and as always, sponsored by Adorama Camera. When trying to explain to the guests that I was going to have on today what exactly it is that we do on Tech Talk, so that's a great question. We try to bridge a little bit of the innovation that we've got in Israel. We try to bridge some of the cutting-edge things that are coming out, frankly, from all over the world, and we've had guests that represent companies from all over the world. Today, the two guests that we have on, to me, exemplify the best of the best in terms of exemplifying a startup, hard work, no-excuses attitude, both working from young ages in very creative fields and letting their creative juices and their skills shine in a way that maybe some of the more traditional fields that they would be involved with if they didn't have this opportunity to go out on their own in entrepreneurship wouldn't necessarily be there. So today we're really focusing on young entrepreneurs, both from the New York area, both doing things that that to me are incredibly inspiring. And our first guest today is Yaakov Rosenberg. Yaakov, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Ari. How are you?
I am doing great, thank God. Yaakov, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you for taking the time. I'm excited to have you on because I follow you on Twitter, and frankly, we haven't been in a lot of what I would call in-person contact. But it's a funny thing, I guess, with social media. I feel like I know what you're doing, and not that long ago, and you'll update us in terms of precisely when and where. It seems like you went out on your own with a company that seems very exciting, Mirage Media. So tell us a little bit about when you went out on your own and what Mirage Media is.
So it's not exactly going out on my own. It's more a part-time thing.
Okay.
I did start a web design business based out of my house, but I do it after hours in my real full-time job. I started doing this on my own back in July of this year. The business has actually grown pretty quickly, and I'm very excited about it. So I do social media management and web design for my full-time job, and I figured I can easily do this kind of thing on my own. So I took the time. I took some of my friends and family, and even built their company websites for them. So I started back, like I said, back in July. I built two websites for one for my sister-in-law, who has a psychologist office. She has her own practice. And I built a website for my brother, who runs a flag football league in the Teaneck area. I also started with two websites for the shuls in my neighborhood, built those, and the business has really grown from there.
Okay. So, Yaakov, when you say build websites, so to me, you know, it's sort of like when we sit around the Shabbos table and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing an addition, which, you know, my wife would like me to say at some point in time, but when it means I'm doing an addition, it doesn't really mean I'm doing anything. You know what I'm saying? It means I'm paying for somebody else at some point in time to potentially put, you know, an addition on my house or the neighbor's house or whatever else it would be. When, you know, we've had some of the entrepreneurs and some of the tech people come onto our show and they describe what it means to build, most of them really aren't doing the building. Are you doing the building, the construction, the design of the site?
So, yes. A lot of the sites that I do, I've done from scratch. Some of them I've taken from templates. Others I've taken using templates that I've used in other places. But a bunch of them I've done from the scratch. I mean, I do web design and development, so I know how to code. I know how to work with JavaScript. I know how to work with HTML and CSS. So those are all coding languages that are pretty straightforward in today's world, but you know, there is still a lot of back end work that I do. But if a client wants something done pretty quickly, and I don't have time to sit there doing from from scratch, then I'll take a template that somebody has put together, just swap in some colors and their content. But a lot of the stuff can be done, fairly quickly that way.
Okay, so that's very interesting. Let's drill down a little bit deeper in terms of this coding. I'm sure you're aware, but my Twitter and email was a buzz maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. Take an hour to code, I think, was Zuckerberg's initiative, I think, the founder and one of the majority shareholders of Facebook, Code Academy, these various different things in terms of coding. And, my eyes sort of glaze over when people start talking about this, because I'm not technical at all. Where did you learn your it's called computer science skills, your programming skills? Where did you learn them? When did you realize that you can turn that into a profession, both a full-time more than full-time, because a second job as well?
Right. So back when I was in NYU, I took management information systems, and I took the coding there. It wasn't as intense as someone who would necessarily take computer science, but we did business-level coding. And from there, it took me about 7 years of my professional career to realize that, hey, I should be doing this because I did enjoy it, and it was something that made sense for my line of work. And then once that took off there, I brought to the attention of my boss at my full-time job and said, hey, I could do this for the company if it's something that the company needs. So it was, and it really took off from there, spawned into my own business after hours at home and really, advancing my own skills by taking online courses and even taking some courses in other places like one specifically that I'm doing right now is udemy.com, udemy.com.
Sure.
They had a nice promotion last week that was $10 for any course. So I signed up for a bunch of them. I've already planned to advance my skills that way.
Okay, good. So that gets to the second component, which is you learned in MIS, and I recall taking an MIS class. I don't recall anything that I learned in the MIS class. I think they were teaching me, Excel. And it might have been copy and paste, but I'm sure I was in a different level class than you were. My question was about continuing education, and it sounds like you preempted that. How active do you have to be? How proactive does one need to be in terms of making sure that they're up to the latest cutting edge in terms of coding? Or is that only if you're programming things on a very high business level, but to be able to go and do what you're doing, how would you frame that? What's the context of that continuing education?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, especially in today's website world, internet world, things change on a daily, monthly, even quicker basis. So you have to stay up with what the clients are looking for, advancing your own skills to make sure that you're meeting your clients' needs. So it goes without saying that you have to be on top of your game that way. There's multitude of places to learn this stuff. But finding the best place that works in your schedule is also very important as well. So I don't always have time to do it during the day or even in the evenings. I make sure that I make time to do it so that I stay on top of my game.
Okay, so that's critical. You got to stay on top of your game. You got to keep going with the continuing education. Let's assume I'm a guy. I'm listening on the radio show right now. Guy or a gal, I'm listening on the radio show. I've got a company that I feel is not being adequately promoted, or I've got a brand new idea and I'd like to develop a web presence for it. And I go to Mirage Media, so MYRAJmedia.com, and I get in touch with you, Yaakov. What services, how do you walk me through what you can do for me with my program?
Well, I basically have a short conversation on the phone with you, figuring out what your business needs are, what your informational needs are, whether or not you want to get a product out, you want to get your company out there, but really just understanding what your business does. And then I could take it from there and determine what the best course of action is. I just did a client recently where we had a conversation that he does a bookkeeping company, and he had a basic, very, very basic website, and he didn't know very much about websites in general. He also needed a logo design, so we do that as well. I don't do that. I have two people that work for me that on a freelance basis that do web design logo design and branding from that aspect. But from the website itself, we basically take whatever we're looking for from that logo, translating throughout this website as well. So I'll contact my my designer, figure out what direction he wants to go, he thinks will work best for them, and then we'll translate it into the rest of the site. So you kind of have a uniform feel when you're looking at the website that it's not two different parts. You're not looking at a logo and a website. You're looking at a whole uniform theme going on.
And it's important for that to be seamless. Speaking of seamless, you are listening to Aryeh Lightstone at Tech Talk here on the Nachum Segal Network, nachumsegal.com, jmintheam.org, sponsored, as always, by Adorama Camera, much more than a camera store. Visit them in person, 42 West 18th Street, or check them out online with a beautiful, beautiful website at adorama.com. So, Yaakov, you are articulating very, very well to the audience the importance of having a seamless nature in between your brand or your image as well as the website that is really it's your address. That's your storefront on the web. What more is there than having the storefront? How, if I'm a small company that's just starting up, is it important just to be there for marketing purposes? Is it important to have an e-commerce component to what I do? Is it important to have social media tied into that? Do you deal with those components? And if you do, how do you begin to evaluate where you're supposed to start? Google Plus, Twitter, you know, there are lots of components that are out there. How do you even begin to have that conversation with somebody who might be bookkeeping for 25 years, but now is looking to be active there on the web?
Well, it's always very important to build your client base. And right now, that's where the clients are going. They're looking on social media. They're looking on Facebook. They're looking on Twitter. Even LinkedIn is a huge thing for business. They want to know what's out there, what kind of services they can get, how to promote their own business. And that's what I'll do for them. You know, I'll speak to them and see what their niche market is, and then try to expand on that and make sure that they target the right people so that they can bring in more business. That's all this stuff is really about, is about advancing your own company, advancing your own business, and getting more clients. Because if you are not reaching the right people, you're not getting clients.
Right. So it's not just putting up a billboard on, you know, a busy street, which is, you know, the internet superhighway. It's much more than that. It's strategically finding out where to put your sign, if you will, but then figuring out how to drive people to that sign. On that note, and we've had in the past some really clever guys speak to us about SEO, the search engine optimization. Do you work on the back end on the sites as well? Do you refer people to that? Is that an important component today? How do you evaluate that?
We take that all into account when we have this initial conversation of what their goals are.
Mm-hmm.
So we do offer that kind of service. I haven't directly worked with anybody yet that has needed it, but it's not something that you know, I can't handle. Obviously, that's something that we're happy to offer. From that aspect, we do try to work with the best search engines in terms of how to get them optimized for the search engines. And then from there, we'll make sure that they're, you know, obviously there's no guarantees, because this is really, I don't want to say hit or miss, but it's really up to whatever the search engines decide that day that they're going to be promoting. So it's really doing your best to make sure that you're hitting the right keywords for people to search, hitting the right content that's in your website, and even imagery as well is very important. So all those things are taken into account when building a website, and make sure that you're reaching the right people.
Right. So what I'm hearing from you is a couple of different things, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I think this is really important out there for our listeners, that there's a couple different components that are involved in having a web presence. Certainly, you know, being able to have people search for you or find you if they're looking for something is really important. But the second component, I think, is let's assume I'm choosing between three bookkeeping companies, and the way that at least I find most of the people that I'm using on a day-to-day basis is via word of mouth. I'll ask my friends who they're using for bookkeeping, or who they're using for construction, or who they're using for whatever else it would be. But the second thing I do immediately after that, and I might ask that question via email, even Twitter, certainly in person if I can, would be to go ahead and check out their website. And in that direction, it sounds to me that this gives a tremendous amount of security to potential people who are checking out the company, even if they didn't find you by looking, and like you said, sort of hit or miss, depending on what the search engine decided that day are the important keywords. But being able to have a significant presence on the web, and I guess in social media as well, you know, is going to increase the odds of using that company. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not just building that website. It's building social media profiles across the landscape, you know, starting with the Facebook, starting with the Twitter, LinkedIn, and moving it from there. There are plenty of other things that SEO takes into account. But it's really just getting word of mouth out there for sure. Referrals is very important. You always speak to your friends and seeing, you know, that's how any business grows, especially a local smaller business, which is mostly what I'm dealing with on a regular basis. I don't deal with the, you know, Fortune 500s. Obviously, I'd like to, but, you know, I don't have the manpower or the time to really do it at this time. But from a local standpoint, you really want to make sure that your friends are really talking about it. And referrals is the key to any business. So starting with social media, you have to have your friends posting for you. You have to have other people coming to your page and viewing it and liking it. And then that boosts up your ranking in the search engines as well.
So you mentioned three things that I just want to highlight to the audience out there, because I think it's so, you know, it's the common refrain that we hear from almost all the entrepreneurs out there. One of the favorite ways that an entrepreneur has ended a sentence on a radio show is yet. That, you know, while we might not be doing that now, it's not that we're not going to be doing it tomorrow. And there's always that anticipation of what the future is going to have. And that's really exciting to me. That's the most exciting part of the show, is that you hear people with their dreams and what they're doing today. But, you know, we're always dreaming for more tomorrow. And I think that's, you know, fundamentally, I think, a strong tenet of our belief. But it's exciting to see people put that into practice as well. So that's one component. The other component that you mentioned, which we had on Dave Weinberg, the founder of Pinterest, weeks ago.
Pin Booster, excuse me.
Yeah, Pinterest would have also been pretty cool. Thank you, yeah. The founder of Pin Booster. Oh, Dave, if you heard that, I apologize. I know Dave is an avid listener, and I'll probably get a tweet or a text if I haven't already right now from him. But of Pin Booster, and he was commenting that the value of Pinterest, which is the value of, it's not mouth-to-mouth referral, but you gain an online reputation. So when you can have other people refer and post for you or recommend for you, that really, that's today's version of yesterday's word of mouth, which I think that you highlighted. It's interesting for me to see the comparison in between the two industries, right there. So that's pretty cool also. Yaakov, what do you do with somebody's social media presence? How do you help somebody who doesn't know anything about LinkedIn make sure that they're where they need to be in LinkedIn?
It's really starting with your own profile. You want to make sure that your own profile is up to date, so that when people come to look at your company page and they see who you are as an individual, you know, building up this company, you want to make sure that your profile is up to date. That's the most important thing. And then from there, you want to make sure that you're offering all your services, you're showing all your offerings, and even images and content, and you're really staying current, staying active, and making sure that you're posting on a regular basis. Because as soon as you start, you know, lagging and falling behind, people are going to go elsewhere. They're not going to be interested in what you have to say if you're posting once a year, once every 6 months. So you got to stay active, you got to stay current, and it's not easy because everybody has to find time to do this. It's just you have to do it, or else you're going to fall behind.
Right, it's not easy, and consistency is the key recipe to success. But as a LinkedIn expert, if you will, what's with these endorsements?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Does anybody know what's with these endorsements?
Anybody can be endorsed for anything at this time. And, you know, I don't take any real credibility into that.
Right.
There's no, you know, I could say that you know, I don't, obviously you can't endorse yourself, but you can say that your friends are the best at, the best basketball player in the world, but they're not very good. So what do they really mean? You know, LinkedIn is really trying to find a way to get more engagement on their site, so they're throwing these endorsements out there. The most important thing on a profile is a recommendation.
Uh-huh.
The written word is more important than these, you know, the skills that you think somebody has.
I gotcha. So it's more important to have the recommendation than the endorsements. Good. So when somebody emails me and says, please endorse me, I've, you know, found a way to filter that so that goes straight into the box that I check, you know, exactly once a Yovel. But when somebody asks to recommend them, and I do like and support the services that they're offering, that is relevant. That is valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to do as much as I can. You know, some of the people that I've worked with, some of my friends, I'll just write a line or two is really all that matters. Really all you need, because the more you have on a recommendation, the better off, you know, in terms of the number of recommendations, the better off, you know, it could be with somebody looking for a new job, could be just somebody looking to advance in his current position, you know, just getting that endorsement from a recommendation standpoint, not the endorsements that show the skills that a person has, because those you put on a resume anyway. It's really about the referrals and recommendations.
I gotcha. So right after being on Tech Talk with R.E. Lightstone, immediately after that in terms of the importance has got to be recommendations on LinkedIn. And I don't say that fully tongue-in-cheek. We do have a very sophisticated audience out there. And we're really excited, Yaakov, to get you and your company out there. If anybody's out there starting a business, has a business that doesn't have a web presence or has a web presence and you're not positive that it's actually leading to what you need it to lead to. So I strongly encourage you to reach out to Yaakov Rosenberg at Miraj Media, MYRAJmedia.com, who's been gracious to be a guest of ours here on Tech Talk with R.E. Lightstone on the Nachum Segal Network, NachumSegal.com, and JMTheAim.org, as always, sponsored by Adorama Camera, much more than a camera store. If you see this in all entrepreneurs' sort of dream of the next couple of steps, can you articulate to us sort of where you see Miraj Media going in the next, we'll call it, year to 3 years?
Ideally, I'd like to triple my client base. I'd like to make it more than just a part-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be at the point where I can handle clients, you know?
Right.
So I'd worry about that when I get to there, but I'd like to be at that point. And I'd like to be able to spend the time that I need to make sure that I can reach and support all those clients and really advancing in my own personal skills and what I know and what I'm ready to learn. And that's really what I think the epitome of any small business is advancing and making sure that you're staying on top of your game.
So I like the passion that you say that with. You know, it wasn't I want to hit this revenue goal. It wasn't that I wanted to hit this. Now, you'd like to make it full-time, which certainly makes sense. What is it about doing what you're doing with web design and social media that says, you know, I'm excited to get up this morning and not regardless of the dollars and cents obviously matter in a significant way, but what appeals to you about this specific industry?
It's all about creativity. It really is. It's opening up parts of my, I don't want to say soul because that's very, very cliche, but it's opening up parts of my creativity that I've never seen before, and it's reaching those points that I feel like I have in me, and I can easily get to that point when I'm doing this kind of work. And it's really, it's meeting with the clients, it's understanding their goals and their needs and trying to advance that as well.
See, that's exciting, because I think when you see people, and this isn't to malign, and Tech Talk doesn't malign anything, certainly not other professions, because we're very grateful for everybody. Certainly today's day and age, you got a job, we're thrilled about that. But there are numerous ones of my friends, and we have the conversation, you know, around the Shabbos table, and they have a Good Friday, Bad Friday line. And the Good Fridays are the Fridays that they get paid. The Bad Fridays are, I have to wait another week until Good Friday, right? So, you know, they sort of have that line where that's the thing that makes them tick. That's what gets them up in the morning to go do the job. And obviously they want to be excellent in that job, but it's chasing the paycheck this time of the season. Please God, it's chasing a bonus, and everybody out there should be very successful and get the bonuses that they've worked hard for, and that'll be great. Again, I think that's exciting, but when you say that it does something for your soul, that's special. I think that really is what Tech Talk is all about, and finding people who find something that they're passionate about and can make a living. We strongly encourage here on Tech Talk being able to make a living. We're excited about that, and you should come and be a sponsor of ours one day. Miraj Media, we're excited about that, along with Adorama Camera. So we're not maligning other professions or discouraging people who follow their soul making a living. We'd like to think that there's ideally place for sort of both. If you were giving advice to Yaakov Rosenberg back in Yeshiva University probably a decade ago now, would there have been something else that you would have done in addition to what you did in school in order to better prepare you for the small business world or the world of entrepreneurism?
It's really just advancing creativity. I know that I said that already, but it's really making sure that you don't put yourself in a box that you can't get out of.
Okay.
There are many other professions that I know firsthand that people do, like you said, that don't love it. And it's really making sure that you enjoy what you do, picking the profession that you like, and staying the course, you know, through the hard times and the bad times. And even the good times, there's some good times that don't last. But making sure that you don't put yourself in that box, and you make sure that you focus on your creative aspects and really push from there.
Okay. Now, I want you to respond to something, and I hope I'm not pushing too hard in this direction, but I think it was, now I'm making it up. I wish I paid more attention in history the same way I should have paid more attention at MIS, but maybe it was Napoleon, and it probably wasn't, who said, if you want to take the island, you got to burn the boats. we'll give him credit for the statement. Anybody else can tweet in if I've misquoted that, which I'm sure I have. If you were giving another entrepreneur advice, you know, having a full-time job while building your own business versus saying, you know what, I'm going to do this no matter what, and to make it work, you've obviously chosen, and for reasons that you certainly don't need to share with me or the audience, but if you were to give advice or share the pros and the cons to doing both at the same time versus potentially, you know, burning the boats to take the island, you just share your thoughts on that for a couple moments, if you don't mind.
I think it really goes to the fact that you have to make sure that you have time for everything, and that's not always easy, making sure you have time for your personal life as well as your professional life, because you don't want to get burned out after a week or 2 weeks of trying in a new business. Anybody that's going to start a new business has goals in mind, but things are not always easy. Things don't always take off, especially in a business like mine. You have to get clients, and if you're not getting clients, you're not doing any work. So there are times where I'll be, you know, sitting at home and looking for clients and not finding any, but there are also times where I'll be very busy, and I'd rather be much busier than not busy. You know, I said it to my wife the other day, and I wish I was working right now. And that's not always something that I would have said 2 or 3 years ago.
Sure.
When I wasn't doing this kind of work, because I really do enjoy it, and I really do like what I'm doing and really pulling out that creativity. But I'd like to be busy. I always want to be busy. And that's something that I think that any entrepreneur in any business has to take into account and has to really focus on to make sure that they succeed.
Right, and what I'm also hearing from you now is that, look, not all entrepreneurs and not all businesses are created equally. So there are some businesses that in order to create and to build, you got to create and you got to build it. There are other businesses that are best done, you know, ramping them up and doing it slowly and carefully and making sure that each customer is a satisfied customer. Each customer becomes an ambassador of your business every place that they go. And why burn the bridge behind you? Because if you have a good job, and it certainly sounds like you do and that you're excelling in that, and you can build something that potentially can go out on its own at some point in time in the future, you may as well do that. And that to me is exciting. I think that's a lesson. We do have numerous guests who sort of come on and say, you got to do this, and if you're not doing it all the way, it's not going to get done. And I think it's important to be able to weigh and to understand that not all new businesses are created equal. And Yaakov, it sounds like you've created quite a cool business. Again, I want to plug what you're doing once more. Website, design, implementation, social media, Yaakov Rosenberg, dear friend, leader in this field, Mirage Media, spelled M-Y-R-A-G-R-A-J, excuse me, media.com. You should check him out and see him online, be in touch, and see if he can help your business to succeed. Yaakov, any parting words that you'd like to leave with the Nachum Segal audience here on Tech Talk?
If anybody's curious about my company name, it stands for my kids' names and my wife's names, Malki, Yosef, Rifki, Eliza, and my wife, Julie. So everything is all focused on that all the time. So whenever I look at that name, I focus on them, and it keeps me going. So best of luck to you, Ari, and thank you very much for having me on.
I like that. You know, I was going to make a comment about the name because it seems like almost everybody in the world of tech has some interesting name, and I don't know where Google. I'm saying, like, who thought that was a great idea? Obviously it was. I'm saying there are interesting names that are out there. That means a lot, and that's very special. Keep the eye on the prize, and please God, you'll be very successful. Thank you for coming on today, Yaakov. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. You've been listening to Tech Talk here with Ari Lightstone on the Nachum Segal Network, NachumSegal.com, JMintheAM.org. Sponsored, as always, by Adorama Camera, Adorama.com. You can find them in person, 42 West 18th Street, or see them online, Adorama.com. That, to me, was really exciting because it's a chance that, you know, I was in Yeshiva University with Yaakov. I believe we were in Shalvim together as well, and had a chance to see really grow through the corporate world and to see a skill that made him more valuable to his current job, and to be able to see, hey, I can grow that skill and not only be valuable in my current job, but also to be able to grow and perhaps to do some stuff, you know, on the outside. So I think that was pretty interesting. I'm